Texte numéro 43. Federal agencies aware of Black Americans receiving racist texts across the country. The Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Federal Communications Commission said Thursday they were each aware of racist and alarming text messages being sent to recipients, many of whom are Black college students, in the wake of the presidential election. The FBI is aware of the offensive and racist text messages sent to individuals around the country and is in contact with the Justice Department and other federal authorities on the matter, the agency said in a statement on Thursday. The agency recommends that the public report threats of violence to them. The text told recipients in various ways that they were selected for slavery and required to pick cotton at a plantation. One message in particular said, "You have been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation. Be ready at 12 p.m. sharp with your belongings. Our executive slaves will come get you in a brown van. Be prepared to be searched down once you've entered the plantation. You are in Plantation Group W." It's unclear who exactly sent the messages or how, but some messages claim to come from supporters of President-elect Donald Trump, USA Today reported. The messages have been reported in at least Nevada, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Virginia, New York, California, North Carolina, South Carolina, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Margaret Wang, President and CEO of Southern Poverty Law Center, a non-profit advocacy organization, called the messages a public spectacle of hatred and racism that makes a mockery of our civil rights history. Hate speech has no place in the South or in our nation. Leaders at all levels must condemn anti-Black racism in any form, whenever they see it. And we must follow our words with actions that advance racial justice and build an inclusive democracy where every person feels safe and welcome in their community. Outside of the FBI and FCC, some non-federal officials have publicly condemned the messages. Representatives for the Virginia Attorney General's Office and the Washington, D.C. Attorney General's Office each respectively told CNN they are aware of the messages and condemn them. New York Attorney General Letitia James told recipients in New York to use the Civil Rights and Discrimination Complaint form if they received the despicable messages. Clemson University Police Department in South Carolina confirmed in a statement Thursday that these numbers have been determined to be associated with online spoofing sites. CUPD is actively investigating the matter and working with state partners to identify the source of the messages, the statement continued. Based on the information available, there is currently no indication of a credible threat to members of the university community. Adapted from HuffPost, November 2024.